This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. The central government has announced an increase in minimum wage rates by revising the variable DNS allowance. The new wage rates will take effect from the 1st of next month. The minimum wage rates are categorized based on skill levels, unskilled, semi-skilled, skilled and highly skilled, as well as by geographical areas A, B and C. After the revision, minimum wage rates for workers in Area A in construction, sweeping, cleaning and loading and unloading for unskilled workers will be 783 rupees per day. For semi-skilled workers, the minimum wage will be 868 rupees a day, and for skilled, clerical and watch and ward without arms, the minimum wage will be 954 rupees a day. For highly skilled workers and watch and ward with arms, the revised wage will be 1,035 rupees a day. The department-related standing committee of the parliament has been constituted. Bhartruhari Mehtab of the BJP will head the panel on finance, while Shashi Tharoor of Congress will chair the committee on external affairs. Former Union Minister Radha Mohan Singh will be the chairperson of the defence panel, and BJP Rajya Sabha MP Radha Mohan Das Agrawal will head the department-related standing committee on home. Government has blocked sites on the internet that are exposing the Aadhaar and PAN details of the citizens. Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has identified some websites that were exposing sensitive, personally identifiable information, including Aadhaar and PAN card details of the citizens. Further, Indian Computer Emergency Response Team has shown some security flaws in the alleged websites. The concerned website owners have been guided on the actions to be taken at their end to make necessary changes and fix the sensitivities. India has moved up to 39th place among 133 global economies in the Global Innovation Index GII 2024. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal announced that India also ranks first among the 10 economies in the Central and Southern Asian region. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal highlighted the remarkable achievements under the guidance of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's decisive leadership. Sri Lanka has reinstated the previous ETA-based visa issuing system, allowing all foreigners to apply for visas under this system. In April this year, Sri Lanka's Department of Immigration and Emigration switched to a new visa portal, roping in a private consortium under which visa fees was raised. Earlier last month, the island's Supreme Court had suspended a contract given to the private consortium to deal with visa issuance. India has condemned the act of vandalism in BAPS Sri Swaminarayan Mandir in Sacramento, California. The incident happened on the night of 24th of this month. The Consulate General of India in San Francisco has taken up the matter with local authorities to take immediate action against those responsible. According to the temple administration, the mandir was desecrated and vandalized with hateful messages. World Tourism Day is being celebrated across the globe today. The day is celebrated on the 27th of September every year, highlighting tourism's role in connecting people and boosting economies. The theme for this year is Tourism and Peace. The day also aims to foster a more sustainable and equitable tourism industry for future generations. In cricket, on day one of the second and final test between India and Bangladesh in Kanpur, Bangladesh were 26 for no loss when reports last came in. Earlier, India won the toss and chose to field first in overcast conditions. In the Macau Open badminton, Kidambi Srikanth and the women's doubles pair of Tressa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand will lead the Indian challenge in the round of eight today. In men's singles quarterfinal, six-seeded Kidambi Srikanth will clash against Hong Kong's Angus N. Ka Long. The match will begin in a short while from now. Srikanth advanced to the last eight rounds after defeating his compatriot Ayush Shetty 21-13-21-18 in a pre-quarterfinal match yesterday. Moreover, in the women's doubles quarterfinal, the pair of Gayatri and Tressa will now face Taiwan's duo of Hu Hin Hui and Wu Lu Hu. Earlier, the Indian pair won against the Taiwanese duo of Lin Chi Hyun and Ten Chun Hin 22-20-21-11 in the round of 16. And that is the end of this news bulletin.